Thank you, everybody, for taking the time out to listen to me once again. This is Real Talk with Tim, and now I'm back with another episode. Shout out to everybody who's been showing me love on my podcast. I really appreciate that. Now, if you have Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeartRadio, please make sure you go look me up on all four platforms to keep up with the content. Also, make sure y'all go follow me on Instagram at Real Talk with Tim and Twitter at RTWT Podcast to keep up with the content as well. Now, today, guys, I'm back again. We almost at the finish line. Season 3 is almost over. I know y'all sad to see me go, man, but I'll be back. Today, I got another amazing one for y'all, man. It's actually a question, question of the day, question of the night, whatever time it is, wherever you at. Are trust issues too common? Now, today, y'all know how I do it. I have a guest today, so I allow my guests to introduce themselves, tell y'all a little bit about themselves and their podcast if they have one. So without further ado, I would like my guest to go ahead and introduce herself.
What up, friends? It's your girl, Sierra Coco, in the building. I'm here tonight rocking with y'all with Tim. I am the host of The Wet Lounge, or one half of The Wet Lounge. I do the show with my homegirls and I. Shout out Big Z. We're both from the South Bronx, so you got two South Bronx shorties on the mic. But we typically get into on our show, we're a sex positive, sex forward podcast. One day I was here, we go back to like 14 years old, and we reconnected during the pandemic. She reached out to me one day after I explained to her, you know, like, I'm trying to do a podcast, but I gotta find a studio. I gotta find so much to do. And, you know, she was on it. She was like, hey, well, you know, I found this stuff and I kind of want to do a podcast too. Would you be interested in doing a co-host situation? And I don't mind. I never mind to get in there and talk my talk with my girls. So we linked up and we've been pushing out episodes since. We are currently on season 2. So all the taboo topics that your mama didn't want to talk about or you didn't know any of the answers for, we got you covered at the Wet Lounge. So tap in, guys.
So let me ask you this. How easy is that? It being a duo podcast. How easy is that? Is it easy? Is it hard? Is it challenging? What? How's that? How is that? Because you know me, I'm solo dolo. So I mean, you know.
No, okay. So I mean, it's like a relationship, you feel me? It definitely has its 80-20 rule moments. And those moments can roll over from days to weeks to months. So sometimes you're pulling the slack for your other half, and sometimes they're pulling your slack. It can be a little hard. I want to say sometimes you feel like creative differences are bumping, and sometimes, you know, messages get misconstrued, especially because me being from New York, when we started this show last year, I was already in D.C., so a lot of our staple conversations are held via FaceTime conference. So things can get a little...
That sound crazy, man. That sound real crazy.
I was catching the bus and going to New York. We had a show to do March 12th. I was getting on the bus that early on March 12th, linking up at the studio, doing the show, hugs, kisses, I'm out, going back to the bus.
Bam, thank you, man.
Getting back out here at like 12, 1, 2 o'clock through all types of crazy weather, like traffic. It was not ideal, but it had to get done. And that is also the hard part when you're doing the show with someone else, because sometimes life happens to one of you and you need everything to pause.
Right.
You know, and then, you know, you got your other half, they're eager to get back out there. So it's kind of like you got to juggle between, do I take this break? Do I take a mid break and then jump back out there for the sake of the team? You know, because that's what we went through, which is why we're still in season 2 this as far as the game.
Hey, but, ain't no rush.
Yeah, you feel me? No rush. Like, that's how I feel. It's better to take these small stumbles now while we're still early in the game, while our audience is still smaller. So we have time to mess up, regroup, and then bounce back. So
you definitely got time, man. You definitely got time. No rush. So today we talking about trust issues, right?
Ooh, okay.
And are they too common? Why are they common? You know, the whole nine. So with this title, you know, me and you talked before this show, and you was telling me about a conversation you was having in the comment section on the Shade Room. So tell us a little bit about that conversation. Or tell us a little bit about that interaction earlier today. I ain't gonna call it conversation, but tell us about that. Tell me about that.
Okay, so boom, right, y'all? There was a post and it asked, you know, are we still checking phones at this age? Why not just leave? You know me, I'm minding my business when I drop my thoughts in these comment sections. So I personally am not gonna wait until I have like HPV to find out that he's been cheating on me this whole time, just to prove to somebody else that I am grown or mature. There is nothing childish about proving your suspicions to be right or wrong. And so the Instagram shorties, the pick me's, the biscuit heads, the hoteps, they were out to get me, though.
Hey, biscuit heads. Okay, go ahead. My bad. Go ahead.
They got me good. And I'm like, yo, crazy. Like, they like, somebody.
What
was
they
like,
saying?
Oh, somebody was like, that's your business if you don't get STD checks. I said, whoa. I said, HIV don't even show up on the first swab, my man. What are you talking about? If I get checked in January and I don't have anything, but pop up in August and I got something, it came from somebody. That's somebody. And it was always there. I'm like, y'all need to learn. I'm like, see? And this is exactly why the HIV rates, they is just going up, and they is just going up, and they going up.
So do you believe in how can I say this? So why look for things, right? Like if you have a suspicion about something, right?
Right.
Why look for things just to like hurt yourself, if that makes sense? Like it's almost like what's done in the dark gonna come out in the light. You know what I'm saying? I see what you're saying about like not waiting. But like that's. But what if you was to look through the phone and then have egg completely on your face? Then you gonna be looking crazy. Then you gonna have to deal with somebody calling you insecure. Damn, you don't trust me. You know what I'm saying?
I'd rather go through that. See, here's my thing. I'd rather go through that. Me, the type of person I am. Who knows? Maybe it's because I'm the oldest out of me and my brother. And you know how that go when you the oldest and a girl. Like maybe I'm too tough. Like because I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. And if nothing's there, I will tell you that I did it. I will bring it to your attention. I will let you know. I will say
now,
sorry.
Now, are we talking about without going through the phone, without telling them, or saying, let me see your phone? How we talk?
I will go through it without telling you. I will go through it without telling you. I'm going to go through it. I will tell you I did it. I will tell you I did it. And
You've been hurt a lot, haven't you?
You know what was crazy? It's funny because I was just home in New York. And my mom said something. She was talking to my brother. He just got a CO job. So he's getting out there, you know? So he was like, yeah, my next big move would be marriage. He was like, but that ain't going to be for the next 10 years. He's 25. So she says to him, she goes, well, I mean, that's not bad. You don't date. She was like, unlike this one. I said, me?
Yeah, she knows. She know her daughter.
Look. So I said, me? I said, how you figure that? I said, you've only met two people. I'm 27. What are you saying? So she says, right, and those were long distance. She said, no, those were long-term relationships. I said, imagine that. We liked each other up until we didn't, so we stuck it out. I said, imagine that. I'm like, so what are you saying, Ma? What are you saying? So she's like, I just feel like at 27, you should have a lot of boyfriends. I was like, I've had a lot of dates. I know a lot of scrappy young men.
Yeah.
I've dated two guys. I'm like, there's a difference, Ma. There is a difference. But she just feels like for this age, you know, long-term relationships is too much. But I feel like because I've been in both and I've had the whack, lame, wannabe down dude, and then I've had the calm, I got sense, class, structure guy, I feel like I do have both. Plus, I was raised in the hood, so it does.
So, wait a minute. Flag on the play. You said you had... You had the calm. What was that second dude you named? You said
he was calm, you know, simple, structured. He had goals.
So what happened with that? Did you go through his phone and find something?
First of all, I did. I found small things. It wasn't enough to black about. Like in New York, we say black. That means going off. It wasn't enough to black about. wasn't enough to go off about, you know, but I did bring it to his attention only because I felt slighted. But I was okay. I'm not one of those type of people where it's like I'ma look or I'ma go and ask for something that I can't cash. Like, if I'm looking for it, I could take whatever it is I'm seeking. So I will deal with it, hurt feelings and all, because I'd rather have hurt feelings than HPV. And that was the point of my TED talk. I'd rather have my feelings hurt.
Was he a bad guy?
So, you know, I told him. And he was in there liking pictures of this girl. Lo and behold, she had my name. We all went to school together. She's all work. I know her. And I just thought that it was baffling to me because, you know, when we had got together, he explained to me that, you know, these are my friends. And I always used to tell him, you don't have friends. These aren't your friends. Because when you are down and out, when you are celebrating, when you are doing anything that comes for a time to call on your friends, these people are never in your collective to invite to the function. Those are not your friends. Those are your colleagues. The love is there. The relationship isn't. So let's kind of respect that. You get what I'm saying?
So let me ask you this question. When you in a relationship with somebody, are one of the requirements that both of y'all have to have password to each other's phones?
No.
Well, do you have to have the password to his phone?
No.
Because you can't go through his phone if you ain't got no password.
The only reason why I had it is because we had met in college and we were friends and we were on like the same dance team. Like we needed some males, like some dark skinned males. So that's how me and him spent more time together. So it was nothing to be like, hey, who's on the aux? Give me a password. And that's how we ended up. I've always
had his ass just kept the same password, ain't looked back. So y'all started off as friends, then y'all end up talking, but you still guessed that same password from when y'all was just friends,
no,
and you went through it.
It was so many times where anything we're doing, we're getting an Uber, we're waiting for like a little delivery or whatever, and he's doing something with his hands, and I'm like, oh, your phone went off. Like I didn't even look at it. Like I'm in my phone. Oh, your phone went off, and he like check it for me, and because that's how often I was not in his phone, I didn't know the password. And I would tell him, like, I don't know the password. And he'd be like, stop playing. And he'd do it in front of me. You know that's the password. It's been the password since da 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 da. And I'm like, it's because I'm never in it. I'm like, we utilize my phone more than we utilize your phone. I'm like, that's why you remember mine. I'm like, I don't remember yours. I'm like, besides, your numbers are random. No, I don't remember them. But that's how that happened. That is how that happened, okay? Like, so I'm never just... I admit, sometimes I fly off the handle. I am still woman at the end of the day.
It's your time.
An Aquarius. The Aquarius.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Y'all.
Yes, we are neutrally lawful. So, like, I'm very calm. So, I have tendencies to go off.
I know. Oh, I know. It's all good. But listen, though, I do want to ask this. Why do you think it's so hard to date in today's generation, though? I just feel like it's hard because, hey, a lot of people been hurt. Everybody insecure now. Well, most people insecure now. It might be some people out there that be acting like, shit, man, I ain't insecure, but they lying. You know what I'm saying? Everybody always thinking. I think social media is a big-ass problem because... Everybody always look that you were your significant other. Everybody always looking at the likes, going through the likes, looking at names, seeing if you see a consistent name. And then everybody always looking at how often your phone vibrate, how many, you know what I'm saying? I think electronics and media is killing relationships, killing it. Even the people that think that they are the happiest, that phone or that page is gonna come in some kind of way. It may come and go, it may come and stay, but it's gonna come in some kind of way. So that's my question to you. Why you think it's so hard?
Well, personally, I blame rap music.
Hey, no, that too. I
blame rap music. I blame music. I do blame hip hop culture. I blame reality TV.
I blame you, Megan and Cardi B.
I do think that all of those things have misconstrued the dynamic of two-parent households, relationships, children, marriage. Like, people just out here living lawless. People are living lawless right now. I also blame home. I blame the environment, like, believe it or not, because there's some guys I dated, and it's like, I'm trying to get to know them, and I'm like, what were you doing when we were 14 years old? They, like, running the streets. I'm like, who you live with?
So you really should be saying, you blame bad, not bad parenting. You blame the parenting.
I blame
in some way.
I feel like today's generation, they have nowhere to look for a positive perspective on a healthy relationship, because most people,
I agree with that 100%.
Because most people do not come from healthy dynamics. A lot of people do not have healthy relationships with their parents in their adulthood. They think that they do, but if you sit down and you talk to the average person, or like every 3 out of 5, and you really listen to them, and it's like, there's nothing healthy about that. Y'all just left things alone and moved past it. There's a lot to unpack here. That's why you act how you act. And it's like, all these things matter. Like, I've had to check myself plenty of times. It's not hard to do. Like, I'll get angry, but it's like, if you just leave me alone, I'll roll up and I'll come back at the end of the night and speak like I got some sense. But it takes a lot of...
Are you a softy?
No. No, that's the thing. I'm not. Like, I feel like, honestly, again, I feel like I'm lovely neutral. Like, I didn't even realize how much affection I truly liked up until maybe, like, a few short years ago. Like, I did not think, like literally, I was the type, like, we could go together real bad, and you hugging me?
Oh, Lord, that's another one. Young Miami, I blame you too. Nah, I'm playing.
I love her. And she an Aquarius. I love her. But
hey, so this might, now that since we talking about this, so do you feel like men and women have a hard time accepting accountability for their actions in failed relationships? Do you think it's both, or do you think it's one versus the other? One over the other?
It is both. Like, and that's the thing. Like, constantly, like, I don't utilize my social media the way I used to, in my opinions. I used to drop my opinions every day, you know? And then I just got tired of having to defend my opinions, so now I just let people do what they please. But I've been called a male identifier so many times in the past couple years.
Called a what?
A male identifier. So that's when a woman feels like she's one of the bros, or feels like she's more overstanding than the average woman because she tends to side with men in a situation where it's like, where's the female unity? And I am I will go on record, I am not trying to ruffle any of your listeners' feathers, but I am not a feminist.
Hey,
I don't
listen, man. Hey, look, man, the floor is yours.
I do not believe in femininity, especially Black femininity. You know, like, what is that? When you know the root of the feminist movement and you are in tune with your Black soul, you do not move with the feminist movement. And I've always been in tune with my higher self, therefore I am not a feminist. I am a woman. There is a difference.
Hey, so how would you feel I gotta go back to these phones, man, because that's how would you feel if a dude was going through your phone like that? I mean, this is, but I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying, like, yeah, I know you probably gonna say, yeah, he can, I ain't doing nothing. But I'm just saying, like, how would you feel if his intentions was to go through your phone just to see if you were doing something? And how would you feel if it happened multiple times?
Now, see, maybe it's because it doesn't happen.
Now don't say no double standard stuff now.
No, I understand. Sorry, like, maybe, it happens. So I don't really know what I do, but I'd like to envision myself, like, I'm the type, when I'm appalled, I laugh. I'm gonna be like, and for what? What reason do we have for acting stupid like this, huh? Now I need an explanation. Now the math has to math. Please share. And what did we find? Mm-hmm. Like, and now I'm gonna be annoying because you just annoyed me. So now I'm gonna be annoying. I'm gonna meet you at the same level of annoyance that I'm currently at. So that's typically what I do. Like, I'm gonna want to know, okay, but why? You didn't do it for no reason, and if you did, you're crazy. But why? What made you? What led you to this point? What's going on? I want to know.
So what if you
suspectedly? Like, what did I do that made you look at me suspectedly? That you put yourself out here on this limb to look a little crazy right now?
So did all of them, well, shit, both of them, did they both always do something that made you want to go through it?
My first boyfriend, my very first boyfriend, I was 18, so I was very green in this relationship, sex life, like very, very green. And he did. It was very the first time that it happened. And you know, it's funny, when I met him, everything was cool. We actually met at 106 in Park. And
what?
Yeah, we met at
106. You were there before?
Yeah, because it's right there in Manhattan. Like, I take the train by my house and I'm down where they do it in like 15 minutes. And then it's like a 10-minute walk from the train. So I used to go there a lot once I turned 16. That's where I went for my 16th birthday.
I used to watch 106 all the time.
We met there, and the impression I got from him, you know, especially we spoke on Facebook and we exchanged numbers right then and there. And we spoke for a little bit before he took me out, but it was just like, he doesn't give off vibes where bringing him home to my parents would disappoint him. He's also about to go away to college, so everything seemed to add up, you know, like I took him for face value. It wasn't until one day, you know, we were dating, and at the time I was a virgin, you know, so again, I was green, very green, so a lot of things that I probably should have put into perspective, dating someone that's already having sex, I didn't. It just went over my head. So one day we went on a date, and his phone died, and he wanted to use my phone to find his brother or something like that. He signed into his Facebook on my account, in my Safari, not on the app. The next morning, I'm on my way home, and when I get in my car, he says to me, he's like, oh, sign me out on Safari. So I said, yeah, sure, I got you. Now, we know how Safari goes. We know how
that browser- I'm so sorry. Listen, man. Hold on real quick. I want you to finish the story, but I just want to say that was his mistake right there. First, he done made two mistakes already. First of all, he signed into his damn Facebook on your phone. And then he told you to go log him out. I just want to say that's stupid. But go ahead. Finish your story, please.
Until the last minute. But at that time, I didn't know what a red flag was. Like, as long as you seem like what I don't want, as long as you seem like the opposite of what I'm not looking for, then we can make something shake and be attractive, of course. Like, act like you got some sense. And he passed the basic test, and that's what it was. I only put him through the basic test. So the next morning, I'm going to sign him out of the browser, and I'm lying. I go to Google. I'm looking for hours to the nail salon. I go to Google, and I'm like, who are these people on my Facebook account? I'm scrolling the timeline. I'm like, who are these people? I'm like, anime? I don't watch any of this. So I immediately go to the messages because what is going on here? And I see that it's not mine, it's his. But I see me, his best friend, a couple cousins, but then a bunch of females, nothing but females. So yeah, I went through it because those dates coexist with the dates in which I've been with you.
Yeah, I was together and all that.
Right, so I went through it. And it's funny because he ended up having summer school. So he's in school while this is happening. I'm home. I graduated.
And how old are y'all right here?
I'm 20. Oh, and back then we were 18.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
When all this was happening, y'all 18?
Yeah, and in high school, graduate like 2 months before. Okay. But this scenario, this is after graduation. So it's summertime, summer 13.
Okay.
And it's summer 13, and I'm looking at the messages, and he's trying to meet up with this one girl so they can go have sex because he's not getting it from me because I don't have sex at this time. So, girl, you know, she's like, but you have a girlfriend, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, okay, so then don't tell her. So she said she was going to meet up with him. I promise you. I said, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I did not sign out of his Facebook. I, in fact, got in the shower. I got dressed for a fight. And I took myself down to 96th Street, all the way from Yankee Stadium to 96th Street in Manhattan. And I pulled up to the front of his school. And when his friend saw me coming down the block before he did. And when he saw me, he turned around. And he looked like he was about to pee on himself. And I said, so what's up? What we doing? He called me and you've been out for like an hour. So who you waiting for? Who are you waiting for? And then he started to deflect, and I immediately started violating. Like, I was on go. I was like, you stupid. I was going off. Like, I can't even give it to y'all the way I want to. This is the edited version. But I went off. I'm like, are you crazy? I'm like, do you know how much it costs to feed you? And that's how you act? this is how you act, and she ugly. Okay, watch this. I was like, and now you're gonna take me to her because I'm gonna punch her in her eye. You're gonna take me to her.
I'm gonna punch her in her eye.
And he took me to her, and he took me to her.
He did.
He took me to her. Yes, he did. Because I meant that. Oh, I meant that. I'm gonna beat her up. You want to know what's gonna happen? You're gonna stand right here.
Oh my god.
You're not gonna.
So what happened?
I pulled up on her. I was like, so you talking to my boyfriend? She's like, I didn't know. I'm like, but you did. But you did, because I brought the conversation. I'm like, so now we're going to fight. And I'm going to show you that he's not going to help you. And you're about to have sex with a man who would do nothing for you if necessary. And I hit her. And I hit her. And he did nothing for her. And I beat her up. And I beat her up. And he never got me up off that girl. God came down and told me, get up off that girl. And I should have left him alone. And I should have left him alone. But I didn't.
And you kept talking to him.
We were together for 4 years.
You know what?
An engagement ring and all. It was.
I'm so glad that you said that just now. Because my next question. Do you think women should be blamed more for choosing the men that they choose to be in their life?
Yes and no. It's selective. I will say that it's selective.
You can't say no.
Okay. Okay. Well, I say it should take more accountability to be more responsible. Then yes, I can say more.
Not all. Not all. No. Not all. Okay. More.
Yes. Yes, I can say that because I've been that girl that wasn't. But that's why I do say what I say when I'm speaking to women, and it's like, but you know what you did, right? But you know this is your fault, right? Like, he did what he did, but you had a way to get up out of here unscathed, and you kept playing a game for two that he can't play without you. Why did you say it? Because I've already been in that situation. But I personally feel like, and maybe this is where I lacked empathy as a woman. And I can admit that. I probably do. My mother did not teach me empathy, okay? I grew up in a very traditional Black household. I do not know empathy. I am learning empathy. I can sympathize with you all day, but empathy too? Oh, there's a line. There is a line. Because
why not?
I don't know. Because I've always been held to such a high standard of accountability. And I think that's why it doesn't take me much to learn accountability, but that's also why I am who I am. Like, yes, I did it. Let's confront the situation. We could talk about it or we could fight about it. But either way, I told you what I did. That is my accountability. And I will take whatever comes with that. There are consequences to every action. Mine.
So you don't never try to understand the other person?
I do. Like, I can't. I try. Like, I really do be under. I be trying to understand. Like, okay, if you did this, you gotta have a reason. And they'll explain the story, and it's like, and you didn't hear nothing wrong with that. You explained the story to me, and the whole time you spoke, you didn't hear anything wrong with what you said.
So you one of those people who be like, all right, like, if I tell you I did something wrong, and like I'm suffering, and you see me going suffering the consequence for it, you one of those people who be like, well, that's your fault. You did that. Yeah, that's you. That's you.
No. Wait. No, because I can be. I'm not gonna hold you. I'm gonna say it here. I had a best friend for the past 9 years. We had fallen out in February. And I have no urgency to reconnect with her whatsoever, because the whole fallout was about her lack of accountability for the bad choices that she keeps making.
Oh, she tried to act like, she tried to blame everybody else.
Everybody else. Like, and it's like, literally having crying fest, talking about some God, why me? And then one day I told her, this is why. I met you when we were 19 years old in college. We are now 27 years old, and you still doing the same shit that we was doing when we were 19 in college. That is why God keeps doing it to you. You're gonna be doomed to walk this earth until you figure out what you're doing wrong. But you also have a daughter. You know what you're doing wrong. Because if she start moving like you, you're gonna feel disappointed in her action. So you got to be disappointed in your own. You have to be. And you somebody's mama, you don't feel a little bit of nothing? No.
Hey, it's a lot of people out here like that though. More than we probably think.
Long for that, and I'm like, hey, yo, like
that's why I asked the question though, because that's why I asked the question about taking accountability and shit, because it's a lot of finger pointing going on. Like, it's a lot of women blaming men for their failed relationship, and they not really pointing the finger at themselves, because there's a lot of women dating the same kind of man.
Yeah.
I know some females right now personally that only like to date one type of dude, and then I be trying, and then they always got the same result, and I be like, man, won't you consider dating outside what you used to? Hell, date outside the race. I mean, try something different. I don't know, date out of state or out of your race or something. Do something different, but they keep going for the same type of dude.
And that was another thing. And then, you know, they start to deflect. And I say that a lot. Like women do it to themselves. But I feel like that's why I cannot sympathize. Because as a woman, I know what you're doing here. And it's crazy. Like, on Facebook, I am way more reckless with my opinions. Okay? So I just call it for what it is. I'd be like, that's y'all fault. I'm not going to hold you. That's your fault. Because I see the problem with this. And all I did was read it. You're living this every day, and that you're comfortable like that, yeah, then you're comfortable, and you have to stay comfortable until you're uncomfortable, and then you have to leave. But I can't do anything for you until you're tired. Good and tired. See, you're not good and tired, you're just tired. When you're good and tired, then you'll do something about it. That's what mama.
That's probably why a lot of females not friends with a lot of females, because listen, this is gonna sound confusing. So every time, a lot of females not friends with other females because those females are raised more around men, so they can't, their mentality don't really, like, they can't relate. Because every time I come across somebody, they be like, I don't got a lot of female friends. I got more male friends than I got female friends. Because females fake, or they be hating on you and all this other shit. So that's why it's like that.
I can honestly say that sitting here at 27, it's like the friends that I had that I thought I would still have now, I can understand I played a part in picking those wrong friends, because I should have made more friends when I had the opportunity. I should have branched out a little bit more in college rather than sticking to the friends I made during orientation week. And I should have did more. You know, picking the wrong friend group, it'll hold you up in life. It'll hold you up in life. But that's the thing. Women cannot accept it. I say this. You want to know what I say to myself constantly? It's almost a mantra at this point. Every day, every single day, I am understanding why men cannot stand women to a certain degree. I understand it.
Oh, like arguing with them and shit. Yeah.
Every single day. Why they do them, how they do them. Why they think about them, how they think about them. Why they don't think about them. Like, all of it. Like, I get it, because I say...
I mean, the only thing I got a problem with is the nagging, man. That's the only thing I got a problem with.
Like, I say it all the time. I be like, there is no way. I wouldn't deal with half of this. I got friends where they be like, he gonna do what I say. I'm like, yep, this won't last. I won't even say nothing. I just sit there and fix my skirt. Like, well... I see you. We'll be back in the streets before summertime. I see you, girl, because that's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's just not. And it's just weird. Between men not wanting to compete anymore, I'll never understand that. The dating pool has throw up in it. Not even pee. Throw up.
Hey, but I think, see... And a lot of people have a problem when people say, all right, so like, let's just say... You got two people who about to cross paths with each other for the first time, a man and a woman. They right. both meet, they both exchange numbers, they both, you know what I'm saying, they both talking and all that. Now, the woman, she may be on different time than the man. The man may just be off some, I just want to talk, I just want to vibe, just meet new people or whatever. The woman, she might be off some, I'm looking for a man type of shit, but that dude, he might have been through his fair share of women that makes him really not want to just go nose dive right into a relationship. But you know what you want. You like, if you ain't offering this, I don't want it. Da, da, da. Why do I have to rush my time because you ready? Why right. can't we both just met? Why we both can't just talk and let it flow? Why you trying to nose dive right in?
Right, and that's what
it's trust issues, man. I don't even think it's just trust issues. It's a whole lot of other shit going on.
Yeah, it's almost like I don't want to say lack of self, but it's like kind of like lack of self. It's like you know, do you always need a significant other? Like, do you constantly date with a purpose? How many dates have you been on this year? Like, all these questions matter, because I don't feel like every person that you date or every person that you vibe with, you might not want to build something with. Sometimes you just have feasible needs, and that's okay. Humans, like, people forget, like, sex is actually a human necessity. They don't think that it is, but it is. There is science to back that claim. Sex is a human necessity once you've had it. So that's why sexual frustration is a real thing. But, you know, every time you link with somebody, you don't necessarily want to be with them. And I notice women do that. They be like, well, we're dating. It's been such and such time. And it's like, well, what does that mean? That doesn't mean that he still wants to date you. Like, have you spoken about that? Like, did you ask, are you dating with purpose, or are you just kicking it? And if he explains to you that he doesn't want to, do you think that your presence is going to change that? I mean, it can. A lot of times, men know what they want right then and there when they're telling you what they do and don't want. And they're probably not going to change their mind. You got to be one hell of a woman. Now, that's a different test. That's a test that only time can stand.
Yeah, I think both parties, men and women, I think they both, you know what I'm saying, kind of just be like, when they first meet each other, I think they both just kind of like be trying to, in so many words, monitor who they talking to. I think they both pay attention to like plenty of different things to just to be sure if they that's who they want to be with.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? It's a hell of a process dating people.
I try really hard not to date certain types. Like, New York dating, I don't really do that. Like, I don't do that. Majority of my dating, or whatever you want to call it, it happened below the line of Philadelphia. So Philadelphia and down. But anything above Philadelphia, I don't date that way, because I don't necessarily like their vibes, for real, for real. And then I did try to date this one guy, and physically, he was exactly what I was looking for. Physically, he was what I was looking for. That's how he ended up getting the link out of me to begin with. You know, but
physically, huh? And what is that?
Anyhow, let's get into
let's
that.
Put her in the hot seat. You know, I that's what I do here. Hot. Okay. That's why it's called the hot seat. You wasn't expecting this. So what is that? What is this? Because what I want to know is, see, these other two guys that you said you talked to, I need to know what they all three look like, because we need to know how identical all these guys are.
None of them are the same. And the only similarity between the first and this guy who I was not with, but we were kicking it, they have height. So my first, he was about 6'2", 6'3", Puerto Rican and black, from Brooklyn. Okay, so there we go. We got him out the way. And then my second boyfriend, he is 5'9", dreads, dark skin, beard. Oh, the first one had a beard too. So he's 5'9", he's dark skin, beard, he's an artist, he can build with his hands, he has a degree, you know, we met in college, he has a degree, he has sense. I've never actually seen, put it like this, the way you'd like to be treated, that's how he's going to treat you. And that was very rare to find at, what was it, 24 at the time? Yeah, like 23, 24. So that was him. And then this guy here from New York, the mistake, that's why I like to call him the mistake. He is 6'7½", light skin, beard, waves, glasses, baritone voice.
So you like super tall niggas. That's what you like. Super tall niggas with beards from Brooklyn.
Bronx, my mistake. Actually, he lived 4 blocks away from my crib. Well, my mom's crib, because I don't live there no more, but
this nigga was 6'7". I think that's KD height. I'm not even sure.
That tall men like short women. I think of that's because I be minding my business. Next thing you know, I'm going like this. Can I have my face back?
Oh, of course, yeah. Tall dudes like short girls. Short girls like tall dudes. Skinny dudes like thick girls. Thick girls like short dudes. I mean, you know, everybody like the opposite of what they look like.
Yeah, you feel me? And that's exactly what it was. But he was a mistake. And that's one thing about him. I like to think that I have good judgment. People like to say, oh, you're very judgy. And I'm like, no, because circumstances, I'm not going to judge. Your character, I'm going to judge you harder than they did Jesus. Yeah, I'm going to judge you. Because if I got to deal with you, it would make sense for me to judge you. We say things like judging, and it's like we all judge each other. Every time you call somebody lame because they do something you don't get into, you're judging them. Every time you call somebody ugly and you don't know what they're going through, you're judging them. Just because.
Oh yeah, this world, this and man, I know this, yeah.
Judging, and it's like, why? Because I'm speaking negatively on something you or someone you know would do. Because when it's vice versa, you do the same thing. I think that I'm taking this for face value, and I'm applying my opinion on top of it, and then I'm basing my movements according to that. So right. That's what you do. And he seems smart. Like, you know, he seems smart. He seemed to care about the same Black social issues as me. He would say he's going to work and things like that. I also go to work. So it's like, okay, you're not a bum. You have a job. Okay, cool. You know, I never see him outside with the rest of the block when it's project day and the hood is active. I never see him in the pictures. So I'm assuming you'll be kicking it. Everything is calm. When I met him that first night, everything was cool. So we kicked it. About a week or so later, we start having sex or whatever the case. I was not doing the whole spend the night thing. I live four blocks away. So I left. Like, I was leaving, going back to my bed every night. And I was staying until like 3-4 in the morning. And I would leave. And then I could be up at 11. He's on Facebook arguing with a whole other female. Like, a whole other female. He's subbing. And then he's subbing a different female. And then he's posting memes like, I got a kid on the way. And I'm like, what is this? What is going on? So my whole thing was, okay, cool. I noticed it, but I didn't say anything about it because I always said, time's gonna tell. All my eggs are not in one basket. There's just half an egg in his basket. Sometimes people are just meant for fun. I would keep him on a back burner. So I did. More time went on and that pattern kept up. I started going on dates with other guys. He saw me coming out of a restaurant once on a date, and he pulls up in the car. He roll up on us. I'm like, what you doing here? Like what you want? He like, so this how you do me? I ain't speak to you in like 4 weeks, and now you just out here on dates? I said, imagine that. I ain't spoken to you or heard from you in 4 weeks. I'm like, what them kids be saying online? Move your meat, lose your seat. Now I'm on a date. Like, what do you want?
Who the hell said that? I ain't never heard of that. Oh, that's a New York thing?
It's a thing. Move your meat, lose your seat. So,
oh, man.
So, like, that's what happened. Like, go ahead. Like, you worried about this woman and her baby father. Do you want anything of your own? No. Like, you don't want nothing of your own. Not even a baby. That's, you know, try harder.
So you just had some pretty bad luck with men. Just like,
I don't even claim him for. I honestly say that's the worst thing I've ever done. Like, my first ain't got nothing on that dude there, and I completely blame myself for even having a story to tell about that dude from the Bronx, because it's like I kept that nonsense going for months, and I could have just left him alone. Now, in hindsight, I did try. I moved to Harlem. I changed my plan, everything. And he used to follow me around. He used to drive past the crib. Like, he used to do a lot. The next thing you know, I'm stupid and I'm coming outside because he won't leave. And I'm trying to get him to leave, but he won't leave. Next thing you know, here I am dealing with him for the next 2 weeks. And then one day I was just like, wait a minute. What am I? I am better than this. I am cute. So I just stopped talking to him. And that's just how it went. Now I see him and he be staring at me like he hate me. I'm looking at him like,
what's your biggest lesson that you learned from all three of them? Cause it ain't that many. That's a good thing. I mean, it ain't that many. But what's the biggest takeaway that you got from all of that?
Right. Now, the second one, it was just a matter of we just went different things. Like, we literally, our life goals take us in different directions and we weren't willing to compromise. So I'm gonna leave him out of the thinking, because sometimes that's just like, you just can't take everybody with you. The other two though, the learning lesson was forget potential, forget being nice, forget all of that. Whatever you're thinking the first time, you're probably gonna think it at the end of this situation. Stick to your initial thought. And that was my fault, because when I was dealing with the guy in the Bronx, I was trying to prove something to myself. He lied, told me he went to college, he had a job, he had a car, blah, 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 blah. He did all that because, like, I still like to joke and be a comedian on Facebook, but you can just tell I'm to be given respect and taken seriously by my Facebook, regardless of my jokes, because I don't play like that. So he thought he had to approach me in a certain manner. So he lied about who he was in order to get my attention. So that's how I fell into the situation, because he was being someone he wasn't. But once I found out that you don't have any of the things you said, certain things I didn't mind about, like, okay, you don't have a degree. Everybody don't have a degree. And a lot of those people make more than I do. So I didn't mind no degree. I don't drive, yes. I didn't mind the no car. I mind the lying. And I was trying to prove to myself that I wasn't judgmental or picky, as people like to, like, no, am I picky? Because dudes in the hood, it's like, I will ignore them. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I kind of stereotype those guys. It sounds bad, but sometimes you have to, because I have yet to really see any hood relationship where it's like, okay, this is healthy. So it's like, am I really judging, or am I just staying out of nonsense?
So let me ask you this question. What was the similarity in the personalities of all three of them? Because now I'm interested to see if they all had one, like, the same stuff going on.
The first one and the last one. Yeah, so the Brooklyn one, the New York boys, right, because the second one, he's
New York boys.
The New York boys, because the other one where he got sense and everything, he's from D.C. So these two here, what they have in common is you want to be that guy. That guy that has the girl.
They flashy.
You want to be flashy, but you also want to seem like the cool guy that don't do too much. You don't do too much on Facebook. You're not Mr. Funny Guy. You're not this person. You're that person. And you wear these type of clothes and you go these type of places. You portray yourself to be something you're not, to make up for the things that you don't have, because you assume somebody's going to judge you for not having those things because you're disappointed in yourself for not having.
But guess what, though?
Right.
You went for that twice. But
know that at the time, you not this.
Oh, you thing. You both you was okay. So hold on, real quick. One of them, you was like 18, right?
And this guy here, I was about 23 years old. A lot of stuff that a lot of people know by that age when it comes to like sex and relationships, I know none of it, and that's how I got caught in those situations, because I was double guessing myself, because I didn't have male interaction in high school. I didn't get to have any of those things. Like I said, very traditional Black family. So all I did was go to school and go home. I didn't get to have outside fun. Like, I don't know what that's like. So I was very much green. Like, I'm trying to be nice to you here. I'm trying to take what you say at face value. I'm trying to give you the same respect you give me. I'm not trying to talk to you like I'm your mom, because I don't want you talking to me like you're my dad, because I have a dad and I know that man. So you're not going to talk to me like that. I was trying to keep things copacetic so it wouldn't have to turn into one of those statistically based relationships. Lo and behold, I was already dealing with statistically based men anyway. The knowledge that I have now, I could have never been caught in their crossfires, because you won't even get the chance. I'm going to speak to you for a quick second and then I'm probably going to go talk to someone else. So that's how that happened. But it was
the good thing is that it's been a long time since you did something like this. That we know of, but you know, it's good because we all learn from it's a you were supposed to go through these things with them,
right?
So that you can know how to move going forward. You know what I'm saying? I got my share. I done talked about my past and, you know, the women from my past enough times in my shows that people done already heard. So I ain't even no need to even go on down that road again. But what I'm saying is, we all go through these fuck ups and these heartbreaks for a reason. And, you know, that's just the way it is. They shape us into the people that we are today. Do you think the way that this generation is with dating, do you see it changing anytime soon?
Oh, no.
Do you think it's going to get worse?
Yeah, it is going to get worse. It's going to get worse. People are creating little people who are growing up watching this, and it's going to get worse. You got guys who are juggling a whole starting five rotation, but you're a hoe because you went on a date with another man. Like, it's a lot. You got women that can't take accountability. Like, yeah, you should have left months ago. Like, it's gonna persist. And you want to know why? Because there's always somebody telling the other person that this is unbecoming or this is childish. Like, like checking phones. It's not childish. It's not childish. And I bring it back to that because everybody was like, if you feel the need to check a phone, why don't you just leave? Because I can be wrong, but I'm willing to bet those chances. That's what a relationship is, betting chances.
Man.
The thing is, I asked the question back. I said, I was asking the men. I said, okay. I said, you got a woman, got together for 2 years, and she start acting real peculiar. What are you going to do? He said, I'm going to get to the bottom of it. Well, how are you going to do that? Ain't nobody had an answer, and everybody starts deflecting. How are you going to get to the end of that? How
but
are you?
That's what I'm. But see, this, you don't want to keep doing that because you don't want to keep searching for stuff through your significant other's phone and going through their pockets, their purse, whatever it is you go through. You gotta stop doing that because you're not. It's okay to try to find an answer because it's okay to do that, but you just making yourself look crazy doing that. You gotta, you, that's the whole, that's the whole thing of, that's why you gotta just trust people. But I mean, it's unfortunately, it's fucked up. It's real fucked up, but that's what you just gotta do, because otherwise you just gonna keep looking like this insecure ass person.
Now see, here's the thing, I never said make it a habit. I said, I was like, if I had to, I will. Now if you keep
giving, oh okay, only if you give it a reason.
Right, now, but even if you keep giving me a reason, like, I don't care if it's once a month, but that's 12 times a year. So 12 times a year, you gave me a reason to check your phone. No, I won't do that. Now, I can understand we all get hunches or a tap on our shoulder or that second. We all got it. Men call it a gut feeling. Women call it intuition, but we all have it. If mine start knocking and I'll ignore it, I've ignored mine for a few days. I've ignored mine for a few days and it's still bothering me. Like, I'm waking up early, I'm sleeping irritably, just being around you, I'm getting annoyed. No, I am gonna find out, because that's why we have that. That's literally what that's for. It's not just to guide us away from danger, it's for other things too. I'm gonna find out, and then I'm still gonna address the situation. Even if I find what I think is in there, you still getting left, but I'm gonna tell you why you got left. So there's no confusion. You don't need to come back. There's no closure, sir. I told you I love. That is your closure. You know what you did. Now go heal. Like, you know what you did. Now go heal. Because I'm leaving. If there's one thing about me, there's two things I'm going to do. I'm going to either cheat back and leave, or I'm going to just leave.
Man, you sound like me. You sound like me, man. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, stop looking for that shit. Just leave. No, I'm fucking. Hey, look, man. Listen, y'all. Listen, y'all. If only y'all knew, man. But look, listen, though. This how we listen. Plug your socials in. Tell these people where to find you at, because they need to really check out the Wet Lounge. Go ahead, tell them where to find you.
Really want an X-rated conversation about all of this. If you really want to get into the spiel of it all, follow your girl on Instagram @_thewetlounge_. Please like us on Facebook @thewetlounge, and also give us a follow on Twitter, @thewetlounge_. You can stream all of season 1 and 2 on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Podcasts, and Google Play. We are out here, y'all, making our rounds.
Yeah, she be on Twitter tripping, y'all. I'm just playing. But yeah, y'all already know where to find me. Go ahead, follow me on Twitter, RTWT Podcast. Stop playing, man. Instagram, Real Talk with Tim. Y'all already know. And thank you for coming on the show today. Like I said, y'all, we just got a few more shows left, man. And then we're going to go right back in the lab, man, working on season 4 and among some other things. But until next time, y'all.
See you. Having me.